America has coined the term Land of the Free. It has always been used over and over again throughout the country's history, and is even a prominent line in the Star-Spangled Banner. America is a place that has always been considered the Land of the Free, but there was a point where that just wasn't the truth. Over time, we have evolved as a nation and made the term Land of the Free even more relatable to this great country. Whether it be the emancipation of slaves in 1865, the right to vote for women in 1920, the civil rights movements in the 1960s, or even the Supreme Court rulings in favor of gay marriage only months ago, all of these things, in my mind, truly bring out that saying. In the Declaration of Independence, it is stated that all men are created equal. I have taken that term to heart when I think about America. My vision for America, as typical as it is a country where everybody is free and equal. While America was not always like this, going so far as to enslave other humans, the views and politics changed in favor of freedom. That is something that not all countries around the world can or will do. People in America see injustice and they call for change. It happens every time. Prejudice is a strong word that has diluted the history of America. Sprinkles of it rip through our history books and bring out the worst in our history. It is something that comes up over and over again, especially during the oppressive periods against African Americans during the Civil War and the Civil Rights movements. In my vision of America, it would be a country without prejudice. A place where people of different races, genders, and sexualities can all be friendly to each other without hatred. Racism and sexism would be at an all-time low, and stereotypes would stop. Men and women will be paid equal wages, and immigrants would not be attacked by the media and stereotyped as thieves and murderers. Jobs and unemployment have been a major issue in America since the start of the recession in 2008. It doesn't help those who are unemployed or jobless that a lot of the jobs are being outsourced to other nations like China. In my vision of America, jobs would be much more plentiful and much easier to get than they are now. The states that are notorious for their unemployment rates, like Oregon, would no longer have people jobless and or homeless roaming the streets trying to find shelter and get food. Americans have gained a reputation for being hard workers, but a stereotype that Americans are lazy has become more and more popular. As a people, we can prove those naysayers wrong and stay economically strong for years to come. While the legalization of gay marriage has become a controversial subject recently, there has been a subject that is arguably even more controversial and has been around for over a century: immigration. I have already said that immigrants have been plagued with the stereotype that they bring crime to America, but that is not the case at all. Through studies, it has been proven that immigrants are not guilty of causing more crime. In fact, around the time that immigration was at its highest recently, the crime rate lowered exponentially. Immigrants also benefit the economy, especially in the agricultural industry. In my vision of America, the agitated feeling towards immigrants would be gone, and they could be allowed to live and enter the country without fear of racist persecution. America was built on the foundation to be a free nation. I believe that even though there is work to be done within the system that this country runs with, America is a great and beautiful nation. While the countries around it went through revolutions and civil wars, America held strong. When this country faced its own civil war, it faced destruction, but it held strong. This country that we live in is now one of the few countries that politically remained the same. The democracy, the freedom, never died out. America is not only the land of the free, but of the strong, the faithful, and the brave.